Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 45, You Don't Have to Do It All. The writing life involves a lot more than writing. These days, a writer has to at least consider blogging, even if she isn't officially a blogger. A writer has to build up an online presence and think about platform, encourage likes and follows and pins. A writer's encouraged to do readings and to speak and to present. Writers learn to propose and pitch and query, promote their work online and in real life. We do all this because this is the work of a writer. But really, all we wanted to do was sit down and write. We wanted to pen a few lines of poetry, write another romance novel, dream up another screenplay, finish the draft of an article for a dream publication. But as the list grows, we start to see all these other things that people tell us we need to do. And next thing you know, things are sitting unfinished and half done on our screen or our to-do list. We just can't get everything done. We just can't. We're one person trying to write something meaningful, something funny, something true. Sometimes we're going to have to just pick one thing, do that well, and be okay with the rest waiting for another day. We're not going to get everything done, at least not all at once, and that's okay. Keep striving for your goals. Keep trying new things. Keep setting stretch goals to push you a little, but allow for some rest time and some play time too, or your writing life is going to feel unsustainable. And then the things you want to write, those meaningful, funny, true things that you want to put down and share with someone, well, those things, they need to get written. And if your life gets too overwhelming, you might stop writing, and we don't want that. So if you've been putting a lot of pressure on yourself to try it all, to get it right, to work nonstop, to reach every goal in a tight time frame, and everything's falling apart, or you're falling apart, and it's all too much, give yourself a break. For a few minutes, for a day, sit down and have some tea, or stand up and stretch or dance. And then, after your break, pull out a post-it and write on it no more than three things you can honestly pull off. Depending on what time of day it is, you might just write one thing on that little square of paper. Or maybe it's bedtime. Forget the paper and just go to sleep. Because you can't do it all. And that's okay. It is. You don't have to do it all. You're a writer, and we want you to write. All the other things are just gravy. In today's competitive world, you probably will need to do more than just write, but heavens, please don't stop writing. Don't lose the dream. You don't have to do it all, so at the very least, make sure you write. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.